If you have a family member or a friend who is in desperate need of medical help, you'll probably do whatever you can to help them. Maybe you'll be the one to drive them to the doctor or to the hospital. Maybe you'll simply be the one that's going to sit with them as they wait for the doctor because there's no one else to do that. Maybe in extreme cases, you'll even be willing to donate an organ or part of an organ for a transplant. And of course, you'll probably do whatever is in your power to make sure that your family member or your friend gets the best care possible. Bob's clinic and car wash probably is not going to be where you take them. You're going to take them to Mayo or some other reputable facility. And that's what the four men in our Bible reading for today did. They had a friend who was paralyzed. They wanted to help him. And so they took him to where they knew he could get help. And then even went to the extreme, according to Mark's and Luke's Gospels, of making a hole in the roof of the house where Jesus was so that they could lower their friend to be right in front of where Jesus was. They brought him to Jesus because Jesus has ultimate authority. Let's listen to the Bible reading for today from Matthew chapter 9. So Jesus got into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own town. Just then some men brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. Seeing their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take courage, son, your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the scribes said among themselves, "He's blaspheming." But perceiving their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why are you thinking evil things in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But so you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he told the paralytic, "Get up, pick up your stretcher, and go home." And he got up and went home. When the crowds saw this, they were awestruck and gave glory to God who had given such authority to men. This is God's word. Authority. That's what Jesus has. He has the authority to heal. And this was becoming very well known because Jesus had already been healing many people. It was clear that no physical ailment, no disease, no deformity, not even death could stand up to Jesus. And that's why these five men, the four men carrying the paralytic and the paralyzed man himself, that's why they believed. They trusted that Jesus had the power, he had the authority to help them, to heal this man. And that's why when they showed up at this house where Jesus was, and it was so crowded that they couldn't even get in the front door, they got creative and went up on the roof, made a hole so that they could lower their friend down to be right in front of Jesus, because they knew that Jesus had the authority to heal. But what did Jesus do? Perhaps it was a little unexpected that Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven," to this man. Yes, Jesus has that authority also to forgive sins. But what did that have to do with healing this man from his paralysis? Well, really, it had everything to do with it. You see, that's why Jesus came into this world in the first place, to forgive sins. Yes, he also came to heal and perform other miracles, but all of those things really just pointed out the fact that Jesus was the promised Messiah, the Christ, the Savior who came to rescue us from all of our sins. Our sins of ignoring the needs of those around us. Our sins of doubting that God can help in seemingly hopeless situations. Our sins of getting mad at God when a family member or a friend dies instead of getting better. Apart from Jesus, our sins cause us to be like that paralyzed man, unable to do anything on our own. Left on our own, we would wither up and die and end up in hell. Our greatest need is not to be healed from a physical ailment or from having to have a physical impairment repaired. Our greatest need is the forgiveness of our sins. And that's what Jesus knows. He tells us, child, your sins are forgiven. Those words from Jesus take care of our greatest need. And Jesus has the authority to speak those words because he is the one, the only one, who can help us with that need. He is the one who left his throne in heaven and came down to this earth, became one of us, became a human being. He lived his whole life helping others, never tiring of his work, never doubting that the very power of heaven was with him. And then he went as low as anyone can go. He took on all of our sins, all the sins of the entire world, and went to the cross where he was abandoned by his Father, suffering hell, complete abandonment by God. He died with our sins on his body. But of course, he didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead to show his power, to show his authority over sin and death. And it's with that authority that Jesus amazed the Jewish religious leaders. They didn't like it when Jesus claimed to have the same authority that the Father had, that God had. He's blaspheming, they objected. Only God can forgive sins. Who is this popular pretender who is claiming to do something that only God can do? So how could Jesus prove that he had the authority to forgive sins, the same authority as God, the Father? Well, it's a bit tricky to see sins being forgiven. And that's why Jesus gives them something that they can see. Get up, pick up your stretcher, and go home, he told the paralyzed man. Now, if Jesus could do that, if he could heal this paralyzed man, it would show that he had the authority to do so. The scribes would have to admit that Jesus had authority. It's easy to say your sins are forgiven because you can't really tell if that's taken place or not. It's harder to say, get up and walk, because it's immediately evident whether or not that is said with any authority. But Jesus has that amazing authority. And his authority doesn't stop there. The last verse of our Bible reading says, when the crowds saw this, they were awestruck and they gave glory to God who had given such authority to men. Note well those last words, that God had given such authority to men. Now, yes, Jesus was a man along with being God, and he had God's authority. Remember that at the end of Matthew's gospel, he said that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. But God didn't stop there. We have this authority from God also. Now, we may never see a miraculous healing taking place. We don't have that authority in that sense necessarily. But every time that you forgive someone of their sins, every time that you forgive someone for sinning against you, you're using that authority. Every time that the pastor tells you, your sins are forgiven, that's with God's authority. Every time that you take the Lord's body and blood in his supper, your sins are forgiven with his authority. Every time that a little baby or anyone is baptized, those sins are washed away with God's authority. So no, we may not witness miracles in the sense that people of Jesus' day did, but we still witness that same authority every day. Jesus has ultimate authority, and because of that authority, he tells you, your sins are forgiven. Because of that authority, you will live forever. Amen.